Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we will be discussing Stacy Zembritsky's book, According to Baba, a collaborative oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. According to Baba is the story of Sudbury's Ukrainian community during the years 1901 to 1939. Working with her grandmother, her Baba, Stacy used oral history interviews to trace the community's complicated social networks and political groups. This engrossing book discloses with honesty and respect what happened when Stacy tried to capture these experiences through oral history. In 2001, Stacy Zembritsky was a graduate student doing doctoral research. While looking for a topic, she remembered her Baba's stories about Sudbury and decided to focus on an oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. While the history of Ukrainian-Canadian settlement on the prairies has been well documented, there was very little information about Ukrainian-Canadian communities in mining towns such as Sudbury, Ontario. Stacy began her project by asking for volunteers at St. Mary's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Sudbury to share their stories. No one responded. Stacy needed help, and her Baba started calling her friends. The resulting research project was an unconventional oral history, which was a collaboration between Stacy and her grandmother. During the interviews, Baba frequently interrupted the process and interjected her views on the topic being discussed. Frustrated at her lack of control, Stacy decided that the only way to get through her research project was to share authority with her Baba. She tells readers that for her, this project was about working with my Baba and listening deeply to stories about her home, her identity, and ultimately her community. In total, the two interviewed 72 people. The resulting 2007 dissertation eventually became the book According to Baba, a collaborative oral history of Sudbury's Ukrainian community. This book examines several important aspects of the Sudbury Ukrainian-Canadian community from 1901 to 1939 in its five chapters: building, recreating home and community, solidifying organized Ukrainian life, contesting confrontational identities, cultivating Depression-era households, and remembering Baba's Sudbury. The early chapters describe Stacy's family history. These were very difficult economic times as the Sudbury mining industry was developing, and then came the Depression years. Families struggled to feed their children, to keep a roof over their heads, and to establish a social and religious network to preserve their Ukrainian culture and traditions. According to Baba is an important story which details the growth of the Ukrainian community in Sudbury through the eyes of its participants. The personal details and observations give readers great insights into the lives and personal moments of these pioneers of Ukrainian community life in Sudbury. Their dedication to building churches and community centers shows the importance of preserving Ukrainian traditions in their lives through religion, education, concerts, drama productions, and other community events. Although this book is the result of an academic endeavor, readers will definitely enjoy the stories of the interviews. There are extensive footnotes and a lengthy bibliography for anyone wanting to do further research. The discussion of the process of oral history is at times repetitive, but it is important to understanding how the book was produced and why it turned out the way it did. A particularly interesting aspect of this book is Stacy's examination of the role of the Ukrainian Labor Farm Temple Association in Sudbury. Communist sympathizers are rarely discussed in historical accounts in a positive light, but this book reveals that they played an important sociocultural and educational role in the community. Stacy Zimbritsky is a professor in the Department of History at Concordia University in Montreal. She has written for several academic journals, including Oral History, Canadian Historical Review, Journal of Modern Jewish Studies, Urban History Review, and the Journal of Canadian Studies. Along with Anna Scheftel, Stacy edited the book Oral History Off the Record, Toward an Ethnography of Practice, which won the 2014 Oral History Association Book Award. According to Baba, was published in 2014 and is accompanied by the website www.sudburyukrainians.ca. Currently, Stacy is working on an oral history about the environment and health in the Sudbury region, as well as a book about Holocaust stories. According to Baba, was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. According to Baba, is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.